Welcome
to Candidly 30.
Candidly 30.
Get it, girl. You know what's crazy, Cave? I was thinking about the other day. We have not introduced ourselves in a minute.
I was just thinking about that because I listened to our podcast this time of the year last year, and like the first thing that we did was introduce ourselves. Funny. And it's been a minute.
No way.
Go for it. You take the honors.
It has been a minute. This is Kelly. Hi, everyone.
Also, just like,
let
people know that I listen to our podcast pretty regularly because I like want to make sure that I don't sound like an idiot. I sound like an idiot on every podcast. I can't help but cringe. And I have this like weird little lilt at the end of every sentence that like ends in like this little weird preposition. And I have to stop.
Oh, funny. I have to stop. I didn't notice.
I appreciate that, but you're a liar.
No, that's hilarious. I did not notice. Mostly I just noticed that we both like go.
Yes. A lot that also recording. I try my hardest when I'm doing editing to like get that out of there because I cringe just on a regular basis. But like that in particular is a big pet peeve of mine. So I'm trying.
Anyway,
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, it's
and not
good.
Be that person who lilts at the end of her sentence with a question mark.
Wait, I love you. Love that though. That's hilarious. Kate was listening to the old episode and she texted me earlier and was like, it's so cringe. Why was it so cringe?
I feel like I'm like this podcast personality when I get on and I start to record. And in that episode in particular, I don't know if it was just because I was drinking a lot or what was going on, but it was like every 5 seconds I had to be like, oh, I agree, or oh, this, or oh, ha, ha. And it was such a production, I feel like, which I'm normally not not a big personality person, but apparently when I'm doing podcasts, but especially like your mom makes me nervous. I just need your mom to like me. So like, feel like it's a little bit more of a production when I have Renee Canise in front of me. So also
that. But, yeah. But we all so know funny. That. Well, first, like, as mom is being brought up right now, she texted me or told me this week while I was visiting home for Christmas. She was like, yeah, I texted Kaif about getting, the like Christmas present for Spencer. And I texted Sam about getting a book for you for Christmas. Like, I was like, geez Louise, look at you getting all your resources out there. Love that.
I loved it. I hope that Spencer liked it. Spencer text me. Let me know if you like the book. I'm just about halfway into it.
Anyway. Nice. Yeah.
What book did she get?
He hadn't heard of it. Oh, I can't remember. It's like The Life of Something or The Something of Something.
Great. That book. It's a classic.
It's like a fat boy. It's a big boy. I don't know. I was like, I never heard of it. So hopefully he likes it. But also, side note on two other podcasts. I got so much feedback about the Jaro podcast. But mostly when people are listening to part two, they were like, wait, did y'all just call you Kiki? And I was like, no, not me. You're talking to Kaifler. Because I don't know why it was confusing because I didn't listen back to it or anything. But Kaif's name on our recording platform is Kiki. So she just likes to switch it up. She's just throwing us all for a loop. So Jaro was looking at her like photo on our recording podcast thing and he was reading Kiki. So he just like said Kiki. But he was calling her Kate majority of the time. Yeah.
Kate, so. Kaifler, and then Kiki, because it's so much easier than having to type out Kaifler. Okay, it's a thing. Like, if you're, never mind, I don't have to explain.
No, myself. I type out Kaif. Okay. That's all I type. I type Kaif. Everyone knows who Kaif is. Like, I never have to write Kaifler. Like, I never fully write out the whole thing at all. But
also, because our last time in 2023, we're talking about things that we're going to leave in like 2023. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving fantastic. I'm leaving fabulous. I'm leaving all these like extra words that I don't need. I just don't need them. So like that was also part of the cringe of the podcast. Like every 5 seconds, I was like, that's fantastic. Or, that's fabulous. I'm like, okay, I need to get a hold of myself.
Hilarious. Yeah. I don't remember that at all. That's so funny. Good. Well,
going back and listening to it, I just don't recommend it. But I don't recommend listening to our podcast in general. So,
oh my god, no, Kaif, don't say that. One of our 2025 goals is to, you know, get this podcast really going, guys. I'm just joking.
I feel like if we, so the dudes that we were keep talking about on TikTok, what are they called?
Oh yeah, what is their backyard? or basement, something like that. They're so funny. I think they're hilarious. They're
hilarious.
I know.
I think that we need to model ourselves after them and like do a fun, because like sometimes if we had TikTok like catching on little quips that we'd say to one another, they would dominate. They would be so funny. Like,
oh, I know. Yeah. That's true. But also, like,
and my brother, we were meeting today, like not even a couple hours ago, and it's the one where he was spelling the capital N like backwards. Yeah.
Like he's like writing it out. Yeah.
I died when he was like, can you write on a Z? Like, how do you write Z?
I know. Is that not insane? Like, it literally is so freaking funny. I know.
We is a monster. Who does
that? I know. Literal psycho. Like, that is like the epitome of a psychopath. No lie. If you guys want to know what we're talking about, we can like post it on our Instagram or something. But they're hilarious. But also, RIP to TikTok, probably most likely, because they're going to get rid of it. And it's so sad. Like, my mom was like, what are you going to do? I was like, I literally don't know. Like, I literally don't know what I'm going to do with my free time. Like, it's going to be insane. So
I have a real hard time believing that they're actually going to get rid of TikTok.
Like, you think they're going to buy it?
I think it's, they're going to do some kind of deal, buy sell agreement or whatever, or like Zuckerberg has TikTok just waiting in the wings to like, you know, put TikTok 2.0 Facebook O or whatever the shit. Like, I don't know, but I have a real hard time seeing that it's like a real moneymaker. First and foremost, there's like a platform. Yeah. It's massive. There's no freaking way that our corporate society is going to let that just like go bye-bye. So don't worry your head off, people. Like, TikTok is not going to go anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the fact that they're still talking about it kind of freaks me out, though. You know what I mean? Like, they could have been like over and done with it by now, and they're still talking about it. So I don't know. Very interesting.
Or they could just like keep dragging it out forever and ever in the courts. Like, that could very well be a thing, you know, just like keep getting extension after extension. Cause that's what they did this last time. Right. So who's to say, but if we, fast forward to what we're going to manifest in 2025, you and I modeling ourselves after those hilarious two dudes, cause they're so funny.
Yeah. Good one.
On our own like YouTube channel, we should do a TikTok thing. We should like, we should do it. I'm down.
Yeah, monetization is in our future, y'all, because man, this life is expensive, you know? You know what I mean?
But I want to get a quick update about you and your life. Like, it's been like 2 weeks, I think, since you and I actually caught up, because we were really good about recording and then having stuff like planned out. And I also kind of want to hear some feedback about the Jaro episode, because you were like right at the front line. So what's been going on in your life, and what's the big tidbits on the feedback?
Okay, so first tidbits on feedback. Everyone just had like a lot, you know, everyone was just like, I'm listening to the pod, but like, they didn't really tell me too much, but like, they were like, the second part is just like funny. The first part was more like informative, I guess, and like building on, but the second part, they were just like, wow, Jaro just like really cut you down on your profile, basically. and then people were just asking like, why aren't you and Jaro together? I mean, not people, but everyone else, like my family.
Your family asked that?
And I was like, yeah. Everyone's like, wait, so Jaro, though?
They met him, like, or had they not met friends. Him?
No, I don't think my family has met him. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that I've met him.
Yeah, you've met him. So yeah, feedback on Jaro episodes was really positive. There's like a lot of people that listened to it. A lot of people just like, you know, find it fascinating, but at the same time, they are like in serious relationships. So they're just like, it's just a different world, you know, like we don't really have any like thing to add to it. So, nothing too crazy. But yeah, everyone is just like so supportive and like so nice about listening to the pod every week, which is like so nice. And just like getting the updates on our life, which I love. And then I love when people text me and tell me that they're listening. That's so sweet too. Vin said hi. Aww. And I got to talk to him on Christmas. So thank you for texting, Vince. Hi, Vin. And yeah, everyone's doing good. I went home for like exactly a week. I left last Saturday, got back last night. And it was great time at home. It literally rained the entire time, which is wild. Ugh. Because I feel like it never rains in California. Did it rain down where you were too?
Actually, no, we had really good weather. I think it rained a day, and then like we had a crazy windstorm, which like happens, but the rest of the time, like it was blue skies, like clear enough skies that we saw, because I do a lot of constellation looking when I'm like at my parents' house. I got to see Jupiter. I got to see Saturn, like really clear.
Cool.
And then like Venus was like kind of visible. It just like was a really clear, not cold night. Like here up in the PNW, it's cold. It is freaking frigid outside. Mm-hmm. But back at home, it was like in the 60s and the 50s. It was like 70 degrees one day. It was really nice. So I had like a really good reprieve from frigid, cold, freaking Portland. So it was good.
Yeah, totally. I feel like that's the weird thing too. Like it rained the whole time, but it was actually really nice. But it rained the whole time, but I didn't see the sun the entire time. And I like, Bend is just very sunny, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, whoa, this is like kind of tough. Like, I don't know if I could live in the darkness.
When I walked out of the Fresno airport, yeah, and my sister picked us up, and it was like, so I forgot my sunglasses because like, duh, I don't have them in Portland. There's sun's not a thing here. And we walked out of the Portland or the Fresno airport, and she was like taking 10 minutes to like come down the way or whatever. And I just like sat there with my eyes closed and just like had the sun on my cheeks. It felt so good. And it was like that weather for like 3 days. Lovely. It was so lovely. We would do like a bonfire at like 3:30 in the afternoon as it was just getting a little like dark. It's not really dark, but darker. And I would just sit there and I would take off my jacket. So like I had my shoulders bare. And I just would like sit in the sun. Oh God, it didn't feel anything, but it definitely felt like I got some good sun like in my skin. So it was so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, that's what I was going to say. It was like 50 degrees the whole time. And I forgot how lovely 50 degrees is. Like that's insane to
say.
It's
cold up here, yeah.
I'm like, it's cold where we live. Jesus. So yeah, it was just like every day was nice because it was like, oh, I could just wear like a little light jacket. I don't have to wear like a parka and like gloves and like whatever. Yeah. Anyways, it's just so lovely. I totally forgot. That's just like,
did your whole family come? Like your brother? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, he came up just for like 2 days of the time that I was there. But yeah, we had a lovely Christmas. It was super chill. We just hung out and
what'd you get for Christmas?
We just did stockings. My mom got me actually like a lot of good stuff. I came home with like a crazy amount of shit, but also she was going through the Connex at the Mid Pines house, and so she had a bunch of stuff from like high school, like all my like diplomas and like stuff like that, where I was like, oh, I don't want that, but like I don't want it to be thrown away, you know, like so yeah, I just got like brought home like a lot of stuff like that. But she got me like just a bunch of like practical stuff. Like she got me baking stuff, like stuff for the kitchen. She got me a lot of good like lights, and Spencer got me some lights, which are fun. And he got me he got mom a puzzle, but I definitely did it as well. So, but yeah, there was just like so many. Mom got me like a picture and that kind of stuff, just like housey things.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so it was perfect, and it was really nice just to, like, chill and hang low for a little bit. I've just been, like, so hermity, or, like, what do you call it, like, nesty and wanting to be chill lately. So that's really nice, too. But how was yours?
Good. It was great. So every year my family does, like, a Secret Santa thing, because we don't want to buy, like, 8 gifts for a million, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, totally. So we buy one gift. It's, like, $50 is the max, and you could buy a lot of little gifts. You could buy one big gift. I had my mom, and she has been dying for vinyl Rod Stewart. Like, who the hell loves Rod Stewart, first and foremost? Like, I don't understand this.
That's hilarious.
I don't know why it takes you forever and a day to find vinyl of the greatest hits for Rod Stewart, or if you're going to go to a concert for him or pay for concert tickets. They're like $300 for like grassy tickets, literally. Anyway,
yikes.
I didn't realize that he, and my mom was trying to like educate me that people who like Backstreet Boys, people who like NSYNC, people who are going to pay money to go see the thing that they like or whatever. And like Rod Stewart just like falls in that category. Didn't know it. So that's what she had on her list. And I had my mom. So she has wanted this vinyl forever. And I had to go, they don't even sell it on Amazon. You have to like go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever. And it takes like a 12-week period to get the vinyl sent to you. So that's what I got my mom. She hasn't technically gotten her Christmas gift yet, but it's on its way, which is ridiculous, honestly. Anyway, my sister knows that we bought the house here in Tigard. Like, I haven't done anything with the backyard. So she got me a bunch of like gardening books. So I'm going to start figuring out how to like raised beds. My husband is going to help me like do some woodworking probably in like March, April. We'll start planning in like April.
Fun.
Have like a whole, I want to do some, and my dad's like a landscaper. So he gave me like a lot of ideas. He just like sat with me and was like, you could do this, you could do that, but make sure you have drainage. And like, this is a French drain. And like, I don't know, just some guidance, but,
cool. Do you remember from summertime if you had enough sunlight in your backyard for a garden?
It doesn't have a lot of sun, but I did see Duncan and Haley. And Duncan told me that if you don't have a lot of sun in Portland, you can still do leafy greens. So like spinach and kale, and you can do broccoli and Brussels sprouts. You can do, carrots and potatoes, but like tomatoes, probably not. Like peppers, probably not. Yeah. Stuff like that. So I'm going to give it a go. Sense. We'll see what's what. And I'm actually thinking if I can save enough money, like $800, I could probably do those PVC pipes with like a greenhouse. Like, you know how people like, it's kind of white trash, like throw together a little greenhouse like that, but it works. So I'm thinking I might do something like that. If not this year, maybe next
year.
That'd
be great.
But yeah, I think like,
absolutely.
I want to nest too. I think I don't want to, like we were also planning our Jamaica trip for January of 2026, which I need to update you on. And then was like playing around with flights and Airbnbs to Italy. So maybe in the cards. In the next 24 months.
Oh, seeing Val, that would be so great.
I was on the phone with Val because I always call her on like Thanksgiving or Christmas. And she went to Japan. She was like in Japan for 3 weeks or whatever. Anyway, so I was just like thinking about her and how much I miss her. And I want to go and get my butt to Italy sometime soon. So anyway, it was just like a lot of that. Just,
oh my gosh.
My grandmother came over. She hung out for a long time, which is great. Like I really enjoyed getting some one-on-one time with her. I got to see my mom's mom who, I mean, it's just, this is the sad part of the story. Like I got to spend maybe 15 minutes with her and she doesn't recognize me anymore. So that's really sad. But it was good to just like go there and see her and know that she's being taken care of. And anyway, that was really tough, but
shoot.
At the same time, like, I'm glad I got to see her and I got to like actually hang out with my grandmother one-on-one versus at Thanksgiving. It's just such a nightmare with 1,000 people who all just want to like ask me a million questions and all our kids are like off of me. It drives me absolutely insane. But this time it was so much more cool, calm and collected. We played a bunch of games. Like
fun.
Mars. Have you played this game?
No.
Legit. We played it for like 7 hours and we still didn't finish. Like
what? Yeah,
it's too much. They are way too into games. Like I will never understand. Anyway, funny. Played Catan. We played Gin. We played a lot of games. We just played a lot of games and hung out with family. So it was good.
Good.
Anyway.
I'm glad. Good. Wow, isn't it crazy that the holidays are, like, almost over, low-key? Like,
what? I am so happy. Honestly, I feel like this is such a mountain that I've climbed. And then, like, I'm actually looking forward to January and February and the sunshine and, like, getting past this, like, last little hump of winter. Yeah, I'm kind of over winter and the cold weather, so.
I know, me too. But then I'm just stressed. Like, next year's already busy. It's, like, filling up fast.
This is always the thing with you. You're always way too busy.
I know. My bad. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's you okay. Live in life.
Part of my list, I mean, you kind of talked about some things for 2025, but like part of my list is definitely spend more time chilling. But, well, I did want to say, sorry, Kate, are you done with your updates? We can like move into our topic.
Go for it. Set the stage.
Okay. So today, as you're listening, is the first day of 2025. I don't know how to make that sound. So we were just hoping to do like not necessary resolutions, but we were like going to do like 2025 goals, plans, things that we want to have, things that are in the works, just like, you know, something upbeat, something lively, something, you know, just like what we're living and learning.
We're
going to try not to make We're trying to try not to make the episode as cringy as last year. So yeah. That's our only goal.
To be fair. Of all the things that we listed, I feel like we did a really good job in, we'll have to like circle back with your mom, but I'm pretty sure that like the big things were less negativity, living in the moment, making sure that you're non-judgmental, and like giving yourself grace, space, and like freedom to live your life. And I feel like 2024 was a shaky year, but we did our best. We gave it our best effort. So cringy as it was,
nice.
We did a good job of like setting our intention. So like this year we want to do the same thing, but maybe a little bit more specific about what we're actually doing. So why don't you kick it off first?
Okay. The first thing that I just wrote down a few things. I wrote down 5 things. Summer plans, summer goals, and summer resolution.
Last year was not so cringy. Honestly, we like did a really good job of, I don't know. We have to circle back with your mom, but like we manifested things. For January, I've already started my like Whole 30. I've already prepped. I went to the store. Also, low key, did you know that Winco was a great store that doesn't cost a million gazillion dollars? So like Safeway and Fred Meyer can kiss my ass. And
yes,
Winco,
dude.
I'm officially there.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think I told you that. Didn't I tell you that's the only place that I shop here too?
$250 every January, like going to Safeway, going to Fred Meyer, going to Whole Foods, getting all of my like Whole 30 bullshit or whatever. I spent $157 buying all of the same thing, plus my husband's like snacks and stuff, all the crap that I can't eat. $160 compared to $250. Like I'm converted. I'm done. Done. So I'm prepped and ready for that. I actually have a friend at the office too, who I convinced to do Whole 30 with me. And I'm
no way.
Yeah. We're going to do like afternoon walks. We've got, I sent her, cause I have all the books and I told her like, oh, these are my favorite recipes. And she picked up a couple and she was like, I'll let you know how they go. So I have a part of like a buddy. So it's kind of fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was going to say that that's part of mine too, is that one of the girls in my book club is actually doing the Whole 30. And so she's like, I don't want to make you guys like all do it, but like, I am going to pick that as my cookbook for January for our cookbook club. And like a cute couple people are like, wait, we would totally do that with you. So there is kind of like an accountability group here too. That's doing it. And then when I was at home, I was talking to my parents about it, just like an anti-inflammation diet. And that's basically what Whole 30 is. And so my mom probably won't give up sugar, but my dad and my brother both want to do it. So that's kind of fun if we all are like doing it. I probably won't do it 100% because my housewarming party is in January.
Sure.
But I'm going to do like as clean as I possibly can in January for sure. That's like one of my goals.
Yay. Good. Okay. So it's like a thing. And January is the perfect time after the holidays, just like reset. 30 days isn't like the end of time, right? Day 15, day 16, for me, I tend to shut down. Like, my body is going through, like, a really weird mental
recombobulation
of my brain. Yeah, like, day 12 through 16, I have, like, a weird hangover feeling. Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting.
And then, like, after...
You're like going through ketosis or something?
Yeah, it's something weird like that, because, like, technically, I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but it's something like that. And then, like, day 18 through day 22 or 24, like I feel invincible. I just, because it's
so funny.
This has been like, this has got to be like my 20th or like my 18th time doing a Whole 30. So like I already know the motion and I already know how to recognize when you're about to go off. Like if you have a craving, I know how to fix it. So people reach out to me, like I am here for you and I will help.
Yeah, girl.
So
even if it's like,
you got to go to Starbucks, you got to do a thing, you got to like get a treat, you got to get that sweet treat in the middle of the afternoon. Like I get it. But the whole point is to be prepared and prepped and like excited about what you're eating, even if you feel like you're cheating. So that's the thing. Anyway, so I'm prepped and ready. Nice. I'm excited. I looped in a buddy. I'm so excited to hear that we have like a community around it, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And also like the January Cookbook Club being Whole 30 recipes, like you don't have to sacrifice. You just get.
Oh, absolutely. All of them are so yummy looking. Totally. Yeah. We were talking about that too. Like there's, yeah, it's not a sacrifice in any way. I mean, there won't be a dessert, but well, we could probably have figure something out.
Something
30 related, but
and like, yeah, whatever. If people want to be real regimented about not having quote unquote dessert on a Whole 30, like, I don't kick rocks. It's supposed to be like a lifestyle thing. Anyway, so I'm doing that. And then I am a little peeved though, because I have to go to, like, right after that, I have to go to Colorado for Valentine's Day. I'm doing like this conference for work. I don't know who's in charge, but whoever is in charge and decided that a work conference in Colorado in February should just eat nails. Like, this is such a bad time to go to Denver. Denver. It's going to be like negative 22 and like 12 feet of snow. It's going to be so cold. And like, everybody I talk to at work, they're like, oh, it's fine. You're going to be inside all day long. I'm like, you have never been to Denver in February then. Like, you don't understand. This will be like my fourth or fifth time. It's awful. So not really looking forward to that. Interesting. But I did get my husband to come with me. So that'll be a little good, a little reprieve. Plus, we'll get to see a lot of his friends in Colorado too. So that'll be good. But yeah, those are like the most immediate things. And then my sister's coming literally in a day or two.
Oh my gosh. No way. For New Year's?
Yeah. So her birthday is like always like early January. And she always gets like the time off from work. And she was like, well, you just told me for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, and now I'm going to fly for New Year's. I'm like, that's great. I'm so excited.
Aww, that's that's
she's so low key. So it's going to be great. Excited.
I love that.
But yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So for me, it's just like, after basically getting through winter is, because, you know, it's rough on this girl, this girly pop over here. But once I get through winter, like summer, I have two main things. Is like, I have a lot of fun trips planned, but then my main thing is that I do want to spend more time in Bend. And so I think I'm going to really fulfill a lot of that in like this, like winter, springy time, and like probably start getting like the bug to like leave by the time that my trips roll around. So, I'm going to go to Italy with Sam in June. We're going to hike the Dolomites. So that's really exciting. And then what's crazy though, is that the Sawtooth Music Festival, which I've talked about, is one of the best music festivals I've ever been to. Well, we also have Strawberry, like low key, don't forget about Strawberry. Like that's just not even in the plans because that's like a duh, like a given, like a obviously situation, you know? But Sawtooth is one of the best music festivals ever. And then we were like, okay, we're not going to go because we're going to Italy. Like, let's just be smart about this, blah, 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 blah. And then last week they released the lineup and it's so good. Like, what in the world? It makes me so sad. So we're going to try and do that too, but it's going to be real tight. It's going to be like, bam, 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 bam. Like, literally driving from the Sawtooth to get on the airplane to drive to get to Italy because we have like a date that our hike starts and everything. And then our other, there's just like a lot of like little things that like people are planning already. Like we have a lady rafting trip that we're going to do on the John Day River, which will be super fun. It's like super close to Bend. It's like a quick and like a really chill river where we can just like hang out and do lady stuff. And it's going to be so fun. And then there's of course just like birthday trips, like Lex's birthday, my birthday, Folk and Forge, like, you know, April, May and June are already like completely full. So whoopsie daisies, not doing great on the like spend more time in Bend situation. But then July, I'm going to be make no plans. It's going to be great. So that's where my whole spend more time in Bend is going to come in. But I'm only going to plan like that far in advance. And I don't know. But also, like, obviously the main thing that I'm going to focus on this year is just like my house and house things and being a homeowner. And like, obviously my mortgage is a fat boy. So we are chilling and just trying to figure out, like, I feel comfortable with the mortgage, but just like figure out like how much utilities are going to be every month, you know, just like average and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of just like a waiting game too of like, cause nothing has been like normal since I've moved in really. Like my family was here for 10 days and then like Garrett hadn't moved in yet. And so just like getting into the motion of like Garrett being here and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just like house things. Like I'm excited to have like barbecues in my backyard this year and just like have outside hang time. It's going to be great. And then yeah, I'm going to have a housewarming party in January. So everybody come, just come for the housewarming party. No big deal. But do you have any others, Keith?
No. What is your housewarming party? When is that?
January 11th. You said you put it in your calendar.
No, that's my sister's birthday. She'll be gone by then. So hopefully I can make it over there. As long as it doesn't snow. I don't know when the snow is happening.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. I just don't know when. Kelly.
It snowed last night. And apparently it snowed the whole time I was gone.
Am I staying at your house?
Whatever. It's fine. Yeah, they're here. Yes, you are. Okay. Yes,
you are. Okay. No, that's all I had, actually. And I feel like I am waiting for the season to be over. And then I can actually start to do fun stuff like plan summer and fun things that I want to do. I did talk to my brother about doing a Detroit camping trip, like a Detroit lake, probably for the 4th of July.
Yes. I want to do that too. Let's do it. Let's plan it. And we have party barge. You have a party barge in the plans too.
I already looked at like reserving sites and yeah, I just don't know when, but I'm planning it. I'm going to make it happen. So yeah, I really like to go. I think that that's going to be a fun lake to just like go and hang out for a couple of days and like tent camp and do a few things. So anyway, no, that's a
thing. Fishing there is chef's kiss.
Yes. Can we like tent camp, fish? Can we like tent camp, fish, and then have fish for dinner?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. Please, please, please. Yeah.
That sounds great.
We're doing it.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
I tried to get my sister excited about it. She's like probably not going to go, but Jeff will go. My brother will be there. Nice. He would love it.
Okay, that sounds good.
He's also interesting, but whatever. He also wants to go to Bend because he was like talking to me this last, because I saw him for the holidays or whatever, and he's just never been to Bend. And I was like, yeah, dude, anytime you want to go, let's just like go to Sisters. We'll like camp out in forestry land or whatever and just like go to a bunch of hikes and stuff.
Oh, funny.
So
yeah,
I think that we might do that a couple of weekends if he stays with me again for 3 months.
Oh, okay. Let's
see, 3 months is a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love if you guys came here too, obviously, if I'm here. Because I'm not really here in the summertime, but anyways. Okay, do you want to do a grievance? We can move into gratitudes and grievances?
Yes. Let me tell you, I've had a lot of gratitudes this holiday season. I've had a lot of family make time out of their time to like see me. Yeah, I have a lot of gratitude, but let's talk about grievances, because what is happening in the world? Like, okay, so I'm going to the Portland airport. I'm flying back down to Fresno, and Portland airport, it's not too crazy big. It's like actually refinished and beautiful. And yet, not 2 seconds into the TSA line, somebody steps on my toe, somebody shoves me, somebody curses at me. And I'm like, there's not even a line. There's children who are screaming. There's a booger that's being flicked on my husband's like I don't understand people. Like, why is it that the worst of humanity comes out in rare form in the airport? Like, it's just not a blank check for people to be terrible individuals, and yet it was so cute. Like, my cousin was there and her 3-year-old was adorable. She was so sweet. And then she like happened to run down the walkway, like the automatic walkway. Yeah, the moving one. And then like some lady had to get all hot and bothered about it. And she yelled and I'm like, what are you like? There's no reason for you to lose your head. This 3-year-old is fine. Her dad's literally not even 2 feet behind her. And yet you're like, who is this child's parent? I'm like, there's no reason for you to be freaking out. Why are you? Anyway, just, I don't understand why people feel like they have a license to be shit humans at the airport. Like, every time. I don't get it. Anyway, that's my grievance. People, get your act together. If you're an adult, no one cares what you're going to do, except I care that you're a shithead.
Totally.
So, like, stop being a shithead.
I mean, yeah, it is weird how everyone, I don't know if it's just like, where do all these people go most of the time? And then in the holidays, they're just like out and about and in stores and like all over the roads and like whatever. And they're all assholes. I'm like, where did you come from? Where were you hiding this whole time? Because like, it hasn't been this bad. And now it's so weird.
It was a very cool, calm, and collected holiday season, except for like the day that we were flying out, which was the Friday before Christmas, and it wasn't a crazy day in the airport. There was like not an insane line, and yet every interaction that I had with an employee or a regular person was like bitter and like snippy and like bitchy. I'm like, there's no reason for that. You can just like calm down, that's America. Upsetting.
So, well, grateful. Anyway, going into gratitude, we're just so grateful for you all for listening, and I'm grateful for Kafe and just the fact that this podcast is still going, like with a literal stick of gum and a prayer. You know what I mean? Like, no big deal. But happy New Year to all of our favorite listeners, and we're so grateful for you. And we love all the feedback, like I said earlier in the episode, and just like, yeah, keep it coming. And thank you. And maybe someday your favorite girlies will get their shit together, but not today.
Not today, because we have blind school.
Love you.
Sorry about it.
Love. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.